revolutions combine. Since every coup is by definition a conspiracy, this means that conspiracies have had more effect on the past 40 years of world history than all the electoral politics and all the popular revolutions added together. This is rather ominous in a period when educated opinion holds that it is infamous, nutty, eccentric, or downright paranoid to think about conspiracies at all. We are, in effect, forbidden to think about how the planet is actually governed. If governments cannot act without permission of the banks, without loans or lines of credit granted by the banks, and if the U.S. government is owned by the multimillionaire or billionaire banking and corporate elite, and if other governments are, more often than not, changed by conspiratorial coup, the major portion of humanity is economically, politically controlled by persons who are largely unknown to the general public and or have never been elected to any office. Democratic theory is beautiful and inspirational, but has nothing to do with the actual situation of the people of this planet. Brothers and sisters, it's easy to document the history of this philosophy that has come down to us right out of Babel. It comes down out of Babel through the religion, but along the way in history, the Knights of the Templar were the first noted in history, if there wasn't some before, that were involved in this worship of Nimrod and his wife, that realized that if they can control the finances of the world, they could control the world. And history tells us that the King of France exposed them, and the Pope of Rome executed and drove them underground. And they went underground, but history also tells us that in a few hundred years, they resurfaced in their secret religious, resurfaced in Europe. And a few hundred years beyond that, it began to finance and propagate a philosophy that we know as atheism, which brought about the French Revolution. Now, we started with a passage out of our last presentation where Sister White says that we should trace through history and prophecy the working of these antagonistic forces in relation to the Great Controversy. And what I want to note here before we continue on is that